Radio Prague News.
Ceremonies on the day for war veterans, known as Remembrance Day in other countries, mark the end of World War I in 1918. Top-level Social Democrats hold a meeting to discuss their preferred position regarding a possible government coalition, and former Health Minister David Rath granted 11 million crowns in bonuses to close associates before leaving office. November the 11th, known as Remembrance Day in North America and most West European states, was marked by several ceremonies in the Czech Republic. In this country, the holiday is known as the Day for War Veterans. Formal celebrations began already on Friday when the Czech Minister of Defense decorated several war veterans with medals at a ceremony in Prague, Vítkov. Remembrance Day marks the formal end of World War I in November 1918. World War I killed about 10 million soldiers and about twice as many civilians. Czechoslovakia, the predecessor state to the Czech Republic, appeared on the map of Europe for the first time as a result of the breakup of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which disappeared with the end of the war. On Saturday morning, leading Social Democratic Party members met to discuss their preferred position regarding possible government coalitions. After the meeting, Social Democratic Party chairman Jiří Paroubek told reporters that his party still prefers a temporary minority civic democratic government or a grand coalition between the right-of-center civic democrats and the social democrats. Less attractive for the social democrats is the possibility of a cabinet including the Christian Democrats. Though Mr. Paroubek said that if the civic democrats justify such an offer adequately, he is willing to negotiate. On Monday, representatives of the Social Democrats' negotiating team will meet with members of the Civic Democratic Party, which has been asked to try and form a government again in the second round of government formation talks. Mr. Paroubek says that he anticipates Monday's meeting to include several different offers from the Civic Democrats. And the former Social Democratic Health Minister, David Rath, reportedly granted his closest co-workers bonuses of up to 500,000 crowns, that's nearly $23,000, before leaving his post. Mr. Rath distributed nearly 11 million crowns in total, over $501,000 in bonuses during the first half of 2006, and this to 27 of his closest associates. Saturday's edition of the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes writes that although Mr. Rath says the figure is reasonable, the health ministry may have to increase its annual budget in order to pay out the bonuses. And a quick look at the weather. Weekend weather is expected to see rain showers in most parts of the country with daytime highs of just 6 degrees Celsius. I'm Linda Maštalíš, and that's the end of the news.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, and my name is Dita Asiedu. Up next, Daniela Azarová looks at some of the more unusual stories that have been making the headlines in magazine. In Soundcheck, a new program in which you learn Czech phrases and idioms through song lyrics, find out how to tell someone to mind his own business. And we'll be hearing from Women's Auxiliary Air Force veteran Margita Rytířová.
A study in the former East Germany has shown that people today are enjoying far less sex than they did under communism. Sociologists say exactly the same thing holds for the Czech Republic. Before the fall of the Iron Curtain, sex was one of the very few pleasures that the regime could not interfere with. People could not travel, career opportunities were restricted, and shopping on the communist market was more a pain than a pleasure. So people devoted a great amount of their free time to sex. In the present day, they are traveling, pursuing careers, and making and spending money, and they now have much less time for sex. Statistics show that after the Velvet Revolution, Czechs have fewer erotic adventures, fewer extramarital relationships, and devote much less time to sex with their partners. They have their first sexual experience later, their first child later, if they choose to have one at all. Well, more's the pity. That's really one thing we didn't have to change. Does your husband or live-in boyfriend refuse to do the washing up? If you thought that's because he's a lazy bum, then you might be doing him a huge injustice. His dislike of washing up may be rooted in an age-old survival instinct. Czech scientists have just published a report according to which washing up detergents have an adverse influence on the male hormones. Okay, it does sound like someone paid them to come to this conclusion, but the research team was headed by a leading Czech fertility expert who has put the full weight of his authority behind it. Dr. Aleš Sopka claims that washing up detergent contains substances which change the male hormones into the female hormone estrogen, and this consequently damages the quality of male sperm. All tried and proven in Czech laboratories at Olomouc University. So the next time there's a pile of dirty dishes in the sink, remember what's at stake and don't let your loved one come close. After all, he can always do the vacuuming instead. Pity, though, that no one has found the time to study what household chores do to the female body. A Czech man had an incredibly lucky escape after he plunged 4 floors onto the pavement below after mixing up the toilet and balcony doors in his house. Dušan Ždímala, 61, from Brno, fell 50 feet but walked away with just light bruises after his unexpected night adventure. He was taken to hospital after a neighbour who saw him fall rang for an ambulance. Mr. Ždímala, who is a painter, said, "It's miraculous. Apart from the bruises, nothing happened. I didn't even break a single bone." Czech go-go dancers are to help British clubgoers get over the fact that they're not allowed to smoke on the premises. The owner of the club in Cannock near Stafford told the local Daily Express and Star that he had to make up for the fact that people would no longer be allowed to smoke in line with the new regulations. "We have to find a new attraction, something that will take their mind off smoking and keep them here," the owner explained. And what with the number of stag parties heading for Prague, you can't blame him for thinking that a Czech go-go dancer will do the trick any day or night. So he's heading off to Prague to find 10 absolute knockouts who will leave British clubgoers wondering why they ever smoked in the first place. Oh, the joys of free labour in the European Union. The sight of a Canadian boot usually fills Czech drivers with dread. It means hours lost, a trip to the local police station to pay a fine, and then another long wait for the police to arrive and remove the boot. But just once in a while, it may come in handy. Last week, a somewhat absent-minded Czech man misplaced his personal belongings and car keys while shopping for clothes at the Krnov shopping mall. He had parked his car in a side street, and for fear that it would be stolen before he managed to locate his spare keys, the man plucked up the courage to ask the traffic police for a favour, a Canadian boot for his baby. The police obliged, and the man went off to search for his 2 sets of keys with an easy mind, knowing that his car had police protection. A study conducted for the European Commission suggests that close to 2/3 of EU citizens switch off their mobile phones when travelling abroad because of the high cost of roaming. Czechs are a prime example in this respect. 90% of them do not use their mobile phones at all or keep their calls to an absolute minimum when travelling abroad. 15% of EU respondents said that because of the high price of roaming, they leave their cell phones at home just to be on the safe side. 25% of respondents said they only use their mobile phones for short text messages when travelling abroad. EU Commissioner Viviane Reding says mobile roaming charges remain unjustifiably high despite pressure on mobile phone companies. But she said the European Commission would persist in its efforts to get them reduced. At the present time, EU citizens get charged 4 to 6 euros for a 4-minute call, in some cases even up to 12 euros. Time magazine has published a special issue to celebrate 60 years of publishing in Europe, entitled 60 Years of Heroes. With two Czechs have made the list, dissident and later President Václav Havel rubs shoulders with Nelson Mandela, Charles de Gaulle, Mikhail Gorbachev or Yitzhak Rabin. Mr. Havel's profile was written by his friend, rock musician Lou Reed. And the second Czech is a woman. Tennis star Martina Navratilova, who was picked not just as a tennis legend, but as a strong woman who went her own way in life. People may love her or hate her, but few can remain indifferent, Time says about her. The current Czech president, Václav Klaus, is not on the list, but you will find that he is the author of a profile on Margaret Thatcher.
Daniela Lazarova there with Magazine. A reminder that you can find this program as well as most other features and reports from Radio Prague on our website, www.radio.cz/English. Now, turn up the volume and learn some Czech. Here's Pavla Horáková with our second edition of Soundcheck.
Malé kotě spalo v botě.
You are listening to Soundcheck, Radio Prague's new Czech language series in which you learn useful phrases through song lyrics. Today's song is a 1960s hit, Malé kotě, or Small Kitten, by Jiří Suchý and Jiří Šlitr of the famous Semaphore Theatre. The singer is Eva Pilarová.
Malé kotě, spalo v botě, nehascotě, ne, páne, pálí, my jsme kotě, spátí v botě, po robotě.
You may have guessed that today's phrase is nehascotě nepálí. The saying literally translates as don't put out a fire that isn't burning you. The verb hasit means to extinguish. By the way, hasiči are firefighters, and pálit means to burn. The meaning of the idiom is basically mind your own business, keep a low profile, and don't intervene in conflicts which don't concern you. which might be a good thing, but then again, I'm sure we can all think of situations where it's quite appropriate to help put out fires which are not burning us, so to speak. Here's the phrase for you again. If you're wondering what the rest of the lyrics mean, well, Eva Pilarová is singing about a kitten sleeping in a shoe left there by its owners after work. The lyrics don't really mean much, they are simply a playful combination of images. But back to our phrase, nehas, co tě nepálí, you can sometimes come across its clauses in reversed order, that is, co tě nepálí, nehas, but it means exactly the same thing. Have another listen. Malé kotě, spalo v botě, nehas, co tě, nepálí. And that's it for today's edition of Soundcheck. We'll be back next week with a new expression and a new Czech song. Until then, you can practice today's idiom by listening back to this lesson on our website www.radio.cz. But you don't need to follow the advice the singer is giving you. Goodbye. Malé kotě spalo v botě, nehas kotě, nepá, nepálí, my jsme kotě. Spátí v botě, po robotě, nechali.
And you were listening to Soundcheck with Pavla Horáková. In case you've just tuned in, you're listening to Radio Prague's English service. Now another chance to hear this week's one-on-one with Rob Cameron.
It's hard to believe that it's almost 17 years since mass demonstrations brought about the end of Czechoslovakia's communist regime. Czechs have come a long way since 1989, but in many ways the country is still coming to terms with the four decades of totalitarian rule. Throughout November, the Czech NGO People in Need is running a project called Stories of Injustice, showing schoolchildren powerful documentaries about communist-era oppression, and also bringing living witnesses into the schools. The children have also been asked to seek out members of their own community whose lives were affected by the regime. One of them is Markéta Retižová, who fled to England in 1939 as a 14-year-old schoolgirl, helped by the legendary Sir Nicholas Winton. 3 years later, she joined the Women's Auxiliary Air Force, or WAF, a decision which proved a fateful one after she returned to Czechoslovakia, as those who had fought with the British and Americans were heavily persecuted by the communists. Markéta takes up her story in 1942, when she joined the WAF.
I joined up in 1942. I volunteered when I was 17 and a half, and I worked as an electrician. I went to a course, 6 months course, and after that I worked on various kinds of aircraft, Wellington bombers and fighters and so on. And I wanted to get to a Czech unit, only somehow they didn't send me. I wrote 3 times, and they didn't send me until June 1945, when the war really was over in Europe. And then I went to the Czech squadron at Manston.
How did you get to England in the first place?
I was only 14 when I came to England, and I had an uncle that lived in England, and he somehow got to know about Mr. Winton. And through Mr. Winton, my younger sister and I came to England, and then in England, a very kind lady took us to her home.
So you were one of the 669 children saved by Nicholas Winton?
We weren't on his list. Somehow that uncle of ours, father's brother, I don't know how he never told us, you know. He, in 1941, when he lost his job, he went to America with his family, and I never asked him. We never knew how we got there, really.
The reason why you're here, where did your problems with the communist regime begin?
Well, I worked at the airport after the war. I went to Rosinia, and I worked at the briefing room. And in 1951, they just, all the those that were in the RAF got notice, and I was sent to a little room upstairs so that I couldn't speak to any of the pilots that used to come to me. And they told me that if I don't like it, that I can leave. So that I left, and my husband was called. He worked also at the airport. And one day he worked at the weather forecast, you know. And they phoned him home that a friend is waiting for him in Prague. And as soon as he got out of the house, some men caught him, put him in a car, and took him to the police station, to the STB, and wanted him to join the STB. And he refused, so that he got an hour's notice. And he had to go, had to work in manually.
And yourself, how were you treated after you were thrown out?
Find any job either. I tried a few times whenever they heard me, how I spoke English. At the time I spoke very well. So they just always said that they can't take me, so I needed jumpers. And after about 2 years, I found a job as a typist. And in 1968, when everything seemed easier, I came to the technical publishing house in Prague, and there I worked until I retired.
And was your involvement in the WAF, or did that ever result in you being imprisoned by the communists, or was it limited to being denied the job that you wanted to do?
Yes, I was never imprisoned, neither of us, only my father-in-law, because he was a lawyer. But I just couldn't find any job. That was the only trouble. And my husband, not until 1968, he almost 20 years he worked in manually.
So how did the students find you?
I live in a village now, and one of the children somehow called me, one of the mothers. She's a teacher, and she asked me if I would go and tell the children something about our life. So that was the reason. I'm very surprised. They called me yesterday if I'd like to come here, and I see that there's a whole board about me. I didn't know that.
What do you think of this project, getting children to find out about what's happened to their neighbours?
It's a very good idea, because the children ought to know. My own grandchildren know all about it, because they're grown up now. And I think these little children, I'm surprised how interested they are in it. You know, I was asked last year, I went to a few schools because they asked me if I'd go, and it was when they showed the film about Mr. Winton. So they contacted me as well, and I went to tell the children about my life, and I was so surprised, you know, how they were interested. Some of the children, they cried, you know, I don't know why, and they wanted to hold my hand, and, you know, I was quite sort of distressed about this. Very nice of them.
But do you think your story should be told?
Well, I don't think that my story is so very interesting, because thank goodness I wasn't shut up, I wasn't imprisoned or anything like that. We just couldn't find a job, we couldn't get a flat, and We just like this, not like some people. They got a flat as soon as they got married. We waited, I don't know, about 20 years or so.
And presumably your children had problems getting to university, etc.
Well, my daughter, I only got one daughter, and of course she couldn't She couldn't go to a school, to a decent school. She had to work and finish the school in the evening classes.
What were your feelings when you were told that there is no job for you here anymore, and if you don't like it, you can leave?
You know, we didn't somehow realize that it was for such a long time, because in 1951, I thought that I'll find something. And then when my husband lost his job, well, I suppose when you're young, you don't think all that much, you know. Somehow, I took it that that's life.
Rob Cameron's guest today was Women's Auxiliary Air Force veteran Margita Rikijová. And we've reached the end of this Radio Prague program. Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to tune in for more tomorrow. And for a review of our older programs, visit our website. As I said earlier in the program, www.radio.cz/English. I'm Dita Asiedu. Goodbye and take care.
Ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Ondes Courtes. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kilohertz. Sept heures, 7h27, 5930, 7345, Europe. 8h30, 8h57, 9860, 11600, Europe. Dix-sept heures trente, 17h57, 5930, 15710, Europe, Afrique centrale. 19h30, 19h57, 5930, 9430, Europe, Afrique. 23h, 23h27, 5930, 7345, Amérique du Nord. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz/français.